Christians are braving death traps to reach Syrian refugees. A children's camp ministry is risking the gospel this summer. And find out who won the trip to India. We'll tell you about these stories and more just like them on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Over the weekend, Lebanese Christians risked their lives to deliver aid to believers trapped in Syria. Christian Aid Mission's Bill Bray explains.
A series of house meetings were held. Over 600 emergency relief packages were delivered from missionaries in Lebanon who crossed over into the border, and they brought in medicine and conducted these meetings.
The trek to Syria is extremely dangerous. Borders are littered with mines and gunmen, but Syrian Christians are desperate for aid.
A young boy that had a slight fever that continued to rise. They couldn't afford medicine for him, and they couldn't give it to him. And the resulting outcome was that this child is now paralyzed.
As Christian Aid provides resources, they're also seeing the church grow. During the weekend meetings, lots of new believers were baptized. Help these efforts at missionnetworknews.org. Next, camp ministries need to tread lightly as they bring the gospel to kids in somewhat closed areas. Slava Gospel Association runs a camp outreach for kids in 9 different countries across Central Asia. Joel Griffith with SGA says some places are sensitive.
In those places, we have to be a little bit more discreet in how we support and report on those camps because of increasing persecution and crackdowns by governments.
Some of the places where SGA camps will be held are mostly Muslim.
Add into that the potential for maybe arrest or raids, and I mean, we've certainly seen that happen in some of the stand countries, and we've actually had a couple of instances where the authorities forced some camps to close down.
But all of this won't stop them from bringing the message of Christ to these kids. Last year, over 2,000 camp kids committed to follow the Lord. You can help by sponsoring a kid at camp for just $41.
We just need to pray for the open door, and then once they have the open door, it's like the Holy Spirit does the rest of working in people's hearts.
This is Mission Network News. MNN's Ruth Kramer shares a story that connects Miracle-Gro, the gospel, and Audio Scripture Ministries.
Let's assume you're like me and have a black thumb. The use of a plant food called Miracle-Gro not only keeps your plants alive, but also produces a high yield. And this is the picture of what's happening to Audio Scripture Ministries in Mozambique. Tom Dudenhofer says, with the help of a digital player, people are responding to the gospel in droves.
We need to try to figure out ways that we can get thousands of players into the country. Not just a couple hundred.
Like 500 players a month, not per year?
It's coming from pastors. It's coming from individuals. It's even coming from non-Christians who, for reasons known only to the Lord, have a deep desire to listen.
The ministry's even rethinking some of its projects to meet this need. As any gardener will tell you, yield is all about knowing when to act. $40 for an eternal harvest. You can find out more at our website. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
And finally, many of you are probably wondering, who won the trip to India?
Yeah.
Global Action generously gave away a Touch the World trip to India to distribute blankets. Are you nervous?
I'm kind of shaking.
Well, don't be nervous, because blankets will be handed out to needy people in northern India where thousands die every year because of the cold. The winner? Heather Stennett of Michigan.
Oh my goodness, you're kidding me.
Stennett tells us God put India on her heart for quite some time. She was even hoping to go visit. She fasted about whether or not it was her will or God's will. And when I called to tell her that she'd won, she told me about her intention of going to India to visit her mentor's sister.
Working through all the things, I wasn't going to be able to afford it. Like, I had no clue how I was going to come up with the money. And I think that just adds to the fact, like, oh my goodness.
She says it was totally God. If you'd like to go too, go to our website and click on the big banner on the right. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I ask you to make June a time to pray for Russia and the former Soviet bloc nations. To help you, Russian Ministries wants you to have a free set of beautifully designed note cards. Use these cards to pray about their work, learn how you can get involved in it, and also correspond with family and friends. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.